It's 11 minutes after 6 o'clock. It is Monday, the 17th of June. 17th of June, everybody. All day long, by the way. Hello, you look confused. Everything all right?
Yeah, I'm a bit sort of disorganised this morning. I'm trying to catch up with myself.
You're chasing your tail.
Chasing my tail.
It's all good.
How are you today?
I'm good. Very good.
How was the weekend?
What did I do over the weekend? Nearly got my front room finished after like 11 days of painting a room the size of a little box. I'm nearly there. And okay. When I'm finished, I'm going to climb up on top of the roof of the house, rip off my top and go, I am mad!
We should have made a little documentary series about this, Casey.
I was thinking of documenting it on Reels.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're nearly there.
Does it look good?
It's a little bit of touching up now.
Yeah.
Like, I'm here struggling for 11 days to paint a small room at the front of the house.
Yeah.
Because I thought I'd take it on myself. It's only a bit of paint, right? It's only a bit of paint.
Yeah.
Yeah. Leave it to the pros. Like, whatever they charge, bring them in.
Yeah.
You just can't get them. That's the problem.
I know. That is the problem.
They're just too busy. I rang one guy and he said, yeah, I can be out probably the last day of August.
I know, yeah.
It's like, okay, see you then. Yeah. Cancel
There's
that one.
There's a serious lack of supply, isn't there?
So, like, when I look at my room now, and I'm kind of standing back, and I keep standing back looking, going, you've done an all right job, yeah.
You're doing a lot of that with the arms folded.
I keep walking in and out of the room,
you've done all right.
That ceiling looks good, maybe a little touch up there.
Yeah.
And then I'm looking up at the ceiling going, they painted the Sistine Chapel and you have to put on one coat of paint.
It's not easy, Casey, it's not easy.
But like, how the hell did they do the Sistine Chapel?
I know, you'd have to wonder, all right, wouldn't you?
Was it painted on the ground and then attached to the ceiling?
No, it was
Michelangelo on his back? Seriously?
No, he was on a ladders.
Well, he must have been lying down.
Yeah.
He has to have been.
Yeah, I don't know.
Now I need to watch a documentary on the Sistine Chapel.
Now I do too. Catching.
So was that Becky Hill on Friday
night?
Yeah,
how was it?
That was a good show. Really good show. It was the biggest teenage disco I was ever at in my life.
Yeah.
It was mental.
Yeah.
Absolutely mental. So I played between 6 and 7, knocked out a few tunes for an hour. That was great fun.
Yeah, what did you start with?
What did I start with? I can't remember.
Oh.
I just played a mashup of today's best music and the greatest hits of today.
Did you speak in that voice?
Exactly.
Oh, God.
No, I did not. I just played a load of party bangers.
Oh, well done.
That's all you have to do.
A nice atmosphere down there, I'd say, Friday night.
Because everyone was expecting it to be lashing rain, but it was beautiful. Oh. Sun was out. Everyone was in great form. It was the start of the summer. Huge amount of the gang there had just finished exams and you could tell they were up for it.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Jazzy was brilliant, and then Becky came out, and then they brought out the cabin crew.
I know! I saw all the videos! They're fab!
Recently, that there are a bunch of children who are killing the drum and bass game. I go by the name of Cabin Crew. And they are with me tonight. Please make some noise! Do you guys know the spark?
Those lads will be opening an award show or something soon, I'm telling you now.
Well, see, here's the thing. Now that Becky Hill has brought them on, and I knew about this last week, I got wind that the boys were going to be there.
Yeah, because you didn't tell us.
I rang them and said, listen, I'm DJing before Becky Hill. Could I bring out the cabin crew? I'd actually asked the lads and they were, sorry, no, but Becky Hill's got there first.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, probably a better option for them, really. So they went, they came on halfway through her show. And it was the highlight of the night.
It was fantastic.
Yeah, it was.
It really was. They did. They performed so well.
Yeah.
But I just think their star is going to continue to rise, and it'll be interesting to see where they are even in a year's time.
There's a bit of pressure now. We need more hits from them. You see.
Okay. Already, what else can you do, lads?
But you can't just live off one song like Milli Vanilli or Charles and Eddie, Would I Lie to You, or Aqua, Barbie Girl. You know, maybe you can.
You can. Milli Vanilli.
Yeah.
I don't know where you pulled that one out from, but fair play.
I pulled it out from. You don't want to know. Yeah. Weren't they the two lads that
they were
miming, lip syncing? Oh my God! I heard the biggest chancer story I've ever heard coming up for you later on. Have you heard of Wells? I think they're called Wells Fargo. They're a bank in the USA.
That's right. Yeah.
So they're after sacking a load of staff.
Okay.
Because they were looking, they monitored their staff. So speaking of Milli Vanilli and getting away with it, they monitored their staff working and they realised that people were sitting at their desk fake typing. They were watching something on Now or whatever,
and
Netflix.
They're actually fake typing.
And they're fake typing, pretending to be working. So they sacked a load of them, brought them into the office going, "You're not actually writing anything."
I don't even know what to say. That's absolutely crazy.
It's incredible.
So had the message been passed around? I've got so many questions.
Oh, yeah.
Were they all like, right, guys, the only way you can work here is if you fake type?
Well, I don't know. They're obviously just like, you know, pretending to be putting in data or inputting stuff. And
they were watching Game of Thrones.
Well, absolutely. House of the Dragon season 2, Vic. Keep it on brand.
House of the Dragon.
Speaking of which, with House
That's incredible, that story, by the way.
With House of the Dragon season 2, we're sending you away today.
Fred FM Breakfast. With KC on Vic. Cork's Good Times. Fred
We're going to send you to Granada in Spain to a filming location of House of the Dragon. I went to Mass yesterday.
Yes.
I went to Mass.
Did you?
And I said some prayers for all of you.
Oh, sound.
I lit a couple of candles for you all. The sermon was interesting, I must say. Luckily, I had my camera and my phone recording. I like to capture. If it's a good sermon and it's going well, I like to record it and listen to it again at dinner time. Yeah, in case I missed anything. And Father Gough was on duty.
Before we begin, let's pray. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, our hearts are made ready to hear the truth.
And you did a great...
Oh, that's gas. That's gas. Well done. Ring the bell.
I love those little brain... That's literally a brain fart, isn't it?
It's like he means to say a word, but it just comes out wrong.
Before we begin, let's pray. Heavenly Father, our hearts are made ready to hear the truth.
Oh, bless him.
And he does a lovely mass. I'll just say, yeah. Father Gough, thank you for that.
Father Gough!
Do you know what else? I know you're fond of your dad gags and everything. As far as comedians go, I think this is one of the best live reactions from a comedian ever. Neil Delamere is on stage and he does this thing where he's talking to the crowd and they always ask, what do you do for a living? So Neil picks out this fella out of the audience and your man tells him what he does for a living, which is a very interesting job. But Neil's reaction is brilliant.
An alarm technician. Woo!
That's brilliant.
That's one of the best live reactions I've ever seen from a comedian. Tell me about House of the Dragon.
It's back.
Yes. It's back today on Now. If you watched season 1, I know Keira Revins has been going on about it. I haven't got to watch it yet, but I'm going to make it my business this week. She adores it.
I love it. Yeah, I love Game of Thrones, and now the House of the Dragon, the first season was absolutely fantastic.
Read it.
Fantastic. Read it.
Read the message.
No, I can't.
Yeah.
I can't.
Go get the phone, please. If the phone goes off on air, you must read it word for word.
Right. I hope she's not listening. This is from Siobhan. Oh, which Saturday night are you thinking? I've Pearl Jam this weekend. The more the merrier? ?
Quarter 30 minutes past eight, and she's already organising her weekend sesh.
It's a group chat. It's a group chat.
Yeah. Oh, Pearl Jam this weekend.
Yes,
wow. That'll be nice.
So here we go. We're going to send you to Spain. We want to find somebody to send to Spain, to Granada. Well, thanks to our friends at Now, because that's where you'll see House of the Dragon season 2 from today. So what I need you to do is text or WhatsApp Dragon and your name to 086-8104-106. We will bring you on the air. You have 10 seconds to answer 3 questions relating to, in and around, kind of Game of Thrones, House of Dragon. It's the first day, so I'll give you a little bit of help. Monday, good morning.
Six VIPs on Cork's Good Times, Red FM.
You know what I'm really looking forward to is the Gladiator sequel, number 2. That is going to be interesting to see how young Mestel gets on, because he's got a massive role in it. And
I've seen pictures of him.
Does he look good?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
He looks the real deal. Now I know they do fantastic stuff with makeup and all the rest of it, but wow.
Yeah, this is the film that's going to like send him into the stratosphere.
I think you're right.
Yeah. So Russell Crowe, obviously he played the lead role in the original Gladiator, one of my favourite films of all time.
When was that? When did that film come out?
I'm guessing Gladiator was 1998.
Was it that long ago?
Let me have a little Google.
I thought it was kind of mid-2000s. Okay, well, there you go.
I'll have a little Google gander here. But well, what's your guess?
I'm going to guess like 2003.
2000? So okay. you were closer than I was.
Well, we were kind of both close, really, but opposite sides. But that's definitely what launched that film launched Russell Crowe's career.
Without doubt.
So you're right. This will do the same for Paul Mescal.
So 24 years later, on November 15, Gladiator 2 is out. Now they approached Russell Crowe and they said to him, Russell, let's bring you back in and you can reprise your lead role. And he's like, hang on a second, I died.
Yeah.
I'm dead. I'm done.
How are you going to do that one?
How are you going to bring me back? And this was the idea. He was speaking on News Talk.
When Gladiator was first out, one of the producers called me and he said, listen, I know you died at the end of the film, but I think we found a way to do a sequel. After you die, right, you've been put in this cave, right? And then they opened the cave and I said, whoa, hold on a second. I'm not sure you can get the rights to that book, mate.
It's so good, isn't it?
That's really good.
Were they joking or were they actually...
No, they wanted to.
They were being serious.
They were going to rise him like Jesus, yeah.
Ah, for goodness sake, lads.
Yeah. nobody would have got wound up about that at all.
No, nobody, absolutely. Ariana Grande was speaking over the weekend about there not being enough supports available for young people that enter things like the music industry and the acting industry. She just feels like she started off in, I think she started off in Disney, Ariana Grande. I'm not sure. Can't think what the show was called, but she was in one of those kind of teenage shows when she was quite young. And she's been propelled into fame, I guess, from quite a young age. And she's been speaking on a podcast about the lack of supports that are available for young people entering those kind of industries.
The level of exposure that it means to be on TV or to do music with a major label or whatever, there should be in the contract something about therapy is mandatory twice a week or thrice a week or something like that. A lot of people don't have the support that they need to get through performing at that level at such a young age.
Like, right. It is massive, isn't it, when you think about it? I don't know how old she is now, but from a very young age, she's probably been on a stage with thousands and thousands and thousands of people in the audience.
Yeah, but you know what happens? Most of those childhood kids that become superstars at a young age, they end up in pretty messed up later in life.
They do, yeah, because it's an awful lot for them to have to deal with at that age. And the other big story that was floating around there at the weekend was Taylor Swift's ex, Joe Alwyn, has finally spoken out about her latest album. So loads of people were kind of saying, is it about him? You know, it's always this guessing game who the songs are about, which ex-boyfriend and all the rest of it. But there was a particular pub that features in the album that has become really famous in London. Mm-hmm. Loads of Taylor Swift fans have been flocking to this pub. They've been buying merchandise and the pub have made a load of money off it. Everybody thinking that pub was a pub that the two of them used to drink in. No.
They've never been in there.
Basically, he said, I've never been in that pub in my life.
So the pub is on a wind-up.
I don't know, but it's not about him anyway.
Okay, speaking of pubs, Taylor Swift has suggested that she loves the Banshees of Inisherin, but she wants to visit the pub, and your man that owns the pub where a lot of it was shot has invited her down and had the first three pints are for free.
Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pallet Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me
the money. James out in Ballincollig. Morning, Jimmy.
Morning, Daisy. How's it going?
How are you doing? How's things?
not bad.
No. He was asleep on the job there.
He was, yeah. He was leaning over his shovel, just nodding off. James, you're heading off to Canada in a few weeks from now.
Yeah, going to go now at the start of July.
Now,
for about 2 weeks.
Are we going to see the proper side of Canada, the majestic mountains, the frozen glaciers, the beautiful cities, the incredible wildlife, or is it straight to the pub for 2 weeks? What are you doing, James?
I have no idea. I have a cousin in Toronto, so that's all I know so far.
It's definitely the second one.
Yeah, I have a couple of buddies working out there, and they left Cork 10, 15 years ago. And they love it. I don't think they're ever coming home.
Oh, really?
It's supposed to be an incredible country.
Wow.
So
I think he's the same.
Yeah, you might not come back. James, if you get a gig,
I know.
Yeah. See what happens.
James. Expire.
Yeah, but stay. We need you as a listener, buddy. So come back if you can. James, listen. Fly through these 10 questions. He's here for the spending money. You
he
see,
he is. Yeah, come
it's the
on.
Holiday money.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
James, what sport is played with a shuttlecock?
Badminton.
Question number 2: True or false? Russell Brand is married.
True.
What movie ape hung from a building in New York?
King Kong.
Question number 4: C'est la vie is a song by what Irish band? C'est la vie, Irish girl
Rich.
Group. Question number 5: Is Russell Crowe in the new Gladiator film?
No.
Question 6: Evian water comes from what country?
France.
Question 7: Who did Cork beat in hurling over the weekend?
Oh, I was in the pub, I should know this.
you're probably watching it.
Yeah, awfully.
Awfully. Question number 8, how many pieces are on a chessboard?
32.
Question number 9, what is Ireland's most northerly point? Question 10, what character from Coronation Street is quitting after 50 years? What character, quick? Time's up. Time is up, I don't believe it.
I seen that answer on Facebook.
You did, it's still on Facebook.
I don't watch it.
What answer would you have given?
Is it Gail Platt?
Oh, if you had given me that if you'd given me that answer 20 seconds ago, you would have won €1,000. He's crying now.
We've got to get him back before he goes to Canada. Have another lash at it.
James.
You were so close.
The buzzer had gone, and it was well gone, as you know, before you came in with the answer.
It was, yeah.
You have got 9 out of 10. You got everything correct up until that point. I'm so sorry.
Oh, he's gone into a tunnel.
He's after crawling into a
come
washing machine.
Come back out of the tunnel there, James.
He's still there, James. Yeah. James, I'm very sorry. I've lost you. The line's gone rubbish, so I'll have to give you a shout back. You've got a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors, and you're still off to Canada in a couple of weeks,
yeah,
so it's not all bad.
It's all right.
We'll get you back. Before you go on holidays, we'll give you another round, okay?
Why not?
Okay?
Yeah, he's tapped out. He's under the water.
See ya.
Red FM Breakfast. With Now.
That's the sport with Simply Suits.
Come on, Cork.
Up, Cork.
Come on, Cork.
Well,
Cork. I knew it was going to be I presumed it was going to be a breeze over Offaly. With the greatest respect, Offaly. The greatest respect.
No.
Was it like 14 or 15 points at the end?
It was hard work. And like Pat Ryan was speaking afterwards, saying that Cork were sloppy and they need to improve for the next game, which they do. So look, it'd be good.
Hey, Mayo drew with Dublin yesterday as well. Can I just throw that in there?
Yeah.
But Dublin advanced. Now we got to possibly play Cork or Derry. So we'll find out later on this morning about that draw. But I hope it's Cork and Mayo. Because either way, I'll be happy with the result. It's one of those rare occasions.
Yeah.
And by the way, Victoria.
Yeah.
It's coming home. It's coming. Football's coming home.
I love that, fella.
Best football song ever.
Yeah.
Do you think so?
Your lads.
Is
lads.
It?
Yeah.
I think that's the best Three football
Lions
song
is definitely
ever.
The best football song
I'm surprised.
Ever.
That
oh, that's
said
controversial.
That. Yeah.
It's not controversial. It's brilliant.
Okay. There you go.
Put them under pressure, Kelly, or Three Lines on a Shirt.
I'm gonna say put them under pressure.
Rory, I'm really surprised.
Yeah, I'm
Three
shocked.
Lines is the best football song ever written.
By the way, though, Rory, you know, you're allowed to have your own opinion.
Thank you, Vic.
It might
be wrong and not well received.
Right, absolutely, yeah. it might get you a wedgie walking down Canada next time. But hard luck to the Scots over the weekend as well.
They got hammered, bless them.
Oh, God. It wasn't great. But anyway, the Scottish fans are ruling the roost at the Euros so far. This fella was on the street. BBC News went up to him and asked him, how did he feel about the result of the game? Somebody please decode this.
Okay.
What did you make of that? The Scotland fans were going wild, but you did lose 5-1.
I'm sorry, but we're here in just here again.
Not worried about the results.
No, mate, my stepdad, his pal, my brother, all of them. By the way, good host.
So Scotland are not going to get out of the group, but you're here for the good time.
And after watching that football, you ain't going to get out of that group? Nah, we're not. But like, I don't feel like that. We need to see a bit more. Come on, Scotland.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love his accent.
I know.
Do you know who that is?
Rabsy Nesbitt.
That's
That's who that is.
That's the dad of this lad.
11 a.m. Got a bottle of wine, man. Know what I mean? Here we go. Getting mad with only Buckfast. This is a typical night, definitely, man. Drinking Buckfast and getting mad with a heavy cocoon. Yeah. Is there nothing better than doing this?
I love them. Brilliant. I don't know what they're on about. Come on, Scotland. Yeah, so we'll keep an eye on the Euros for you and we'll do 200 grand for you next. Hang on. On Cork's Good Times. Red FM. Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. Do not go anywhere after 9 o'clock on the Neil Prendeville Show. Two tickets for Take That out for grabs. For Take That, if you want to see the lads in action right across the day, Kira and Cullum giving away tickets as well. So just keep us on right across the day. For more of Cork's Good Times, we want to get you to Take That all day today. If you're a fan of Game of Thrones, this is a pretty incredible prize because obviously we got Game of Thrones came along and we had all our seasons up to season 8, I think. I've got to get you into Game of Thrones, don't I?
I haven't watched any of them yet, but okay. You did give it a very good review. So
this would be yours. This would be your thing.
Probably, maybe, yeah.
I genuinely think you'd absolutely love it, but okay. You've got to give it a bit of time to get into it. So this is House of the Dragon. It's the prequel to Game of Thrones. So what they've done, they created Game of Thrones. Then they went back and they wrote House of Dragon. House of the Dragon season 2 comes out today. You can watch it with a Now Entertainment pack. And it's very exciting for a lot of people like Kerry Down and Cove. Morning, Kerry. How are you?
Hi, good morning.
What's the crack? So give me a rundown of season 1. What's it all about?
It's about the Targaryens, and the king is Viserys, and it's about who will sit the throne after he dies. So it's like family war kind of.
It's like your standard family feud nowadays.
It is. Yeah.
It's like who gets to get that extra bit of garden at the back, basically. That's what it's all about. So are you team green or team black?
Team black.
Okay. Again, it's one of you got to watch the show to understand what's going on. All right.
Yeah.
What we want to do, Kerry, we want to get you at the end of the week and send you out to Granada in Spain to one of the filming locations of House of the Dragon, which would be incredible.
Wow.
It would, yeah.
Now what I need you to do, you've got to answer 3 questions on the show in 10 seconds. And if you do, we're going to give you a 6-month entertainment pack with thanks to Now, so you can watch season 2 from tonight, and then you're in the draw for Friday. Are you ready to go?
Yes, I am.
Come on, Kerry.
Don't let us down. She's representing Cove.
I've got a good feeling.
Come on, Kerry. Okay. Who created House of the Dragon?
George Martin.
It's a prequel to what show?
Game of Thrones.
And where is it streaming, Kerry?
Now.
10 out of 10.
Yay!
3 out of 3.
That was a breeze, Kerry.
That was no problem to you. You've got your 6-month Now Entertainment membership. That is on its way to you. You're in the draw for Friday, possibly heading off to Granada. What an incredible prize. Kerry, thanks for listening. Have a lovely day today.
Thank you so much.
Cheers. Well done. We'll do that tomorrow again. 3 questions in 10 seconds. We'll be digging into the show. We might give you a little bit of help. You'll see how it goes, you know? And it's all thanks to House of the Dragon Season 2. Which is on now from today, if you want to watch it, if you're looking for something good to watch later on tonight.
Your new way to wake up in Cork. Wake up. Red FM Breakfast with KC.